Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast, where it's all about inspiring change and transforming lives. And here's your host. He's an Amazon best-selling author, six-figure blogger, internet marketer, and one of the top life coaches in the world, Stefan Palernos.
Hey everyone, Stefan here from ProjectLifeMastery.com, and in this video, I'm going to share with you some pricing strategies for marketing. Pricing strategies for marketing your business, your product, your service, your time, whatever it might be. People often ask, Stefan, how much should I charge for my time, for my coaching, for my consulting? How much should I charge for this product that I have or this service that I'm providing? And the answer to that is always based on what people are willing to pay, what the demand is for your time, your coaching, consulting, your product or service, because that's how you know what you should charge for it. And it's the demand is going to be based on a lot of different factors, but primarily the value that people perceive your product, service, or time being worth. Now, to give you an example of this, let's take coaching or consulting as an example. First, what I often recommend for someone who's going to do coaching consulting is to offer your time, your service for free, or even a product or service. You know, offer it for free at the beginning, because if people aren't willing to have you coach and consult them for free or to receive your product for free, then how are you going to charge money for that? How do you expect to charge $10, $100, $1,000 for a product or a service if people aren't willing to at least receive it for free, right? If people aren't willing to receive it for free, then you got to create more value and change the perception of the value and effectively market and communicate that value. Then what I recommend that you do is maybe start at a price point of maybe $10 an hour, $20 an hour, something just to get your feet wet and to see what the demand is willing to pay, what the market is willing to pay for that. I like to first start off products at an initial price at some sort of discount when I first launch it. And then as I improve it, get customer feedback, testimonials, success stories, etc., and I make it better, then I can justify the demand at a higher price point. But starting small is always the better strategy, because that will give you an idea of what people are willing to pay, what the perception of the value is, and also, again, give you the ability to get feedback and improve it, get testimonial success stories, all that sort of stuff. And as the demand increases, so let's say you're charging $20 an hour for your time, and then more demand, more people come to you, and you're getting busier, well, now you can justify charging more money. Maybe you're going to increase your price to $40 an hour because your time has become more valuable. It's become worth more because there's a higher demand for it. After that, you can raise it to $50 an hour, $100 an hour, and it can slowly go up. And that's exactly, by the way, what happened for me in my business. I started off coaching for free. When I first got started, developed my skills, my experience, testimonials, etc. Then I started at, I think, $20, $30 an hour, and I slowly upped it. And now, because I'm way much higher demand, I'm more successful, my time is worth a lot more money because there's an opportunity cost for my time where I could spend it on other things that are going to bring more money. It's now worth over $1,000 an hour, which is unaffordable for most. But for people that strategically are looking for consulting or whatever it is, I'm available for that. So that's my kind of strategy that I've utilized, but also it's going to be based on the marketing that you do, the perception of value, which is very important. You got to always increase the value, the perception of value of your product or service. That could be through testimonials. That could be in terms of improving the benefits that your product or service provides, solving problems, meeting needs. Even depends on the market, because every market, they're willing to spend more money on different things, right? What someone is willing to spend on gardening information is much different than what we'll spend on investing advice, real estate advice, right? People spend more money for that because there's more potential benefit and return that they perceive from that as opposed to something else. So every market is different, and it is useful to look at other products in different markets and do a comparison to see what the demand is and what the price point is and everything as well. But really, the simple answer, again, is what people are willing to pay. Because again, if people aren't willing to spend much, then that basically tells me that you haven't done a good enough job communicating the value of it and effectively marketing it. And, you know, you can charge more money. If you look at, for example, Louis Vuitton, a Louis Vuitton purse is $4,000, only costs $15 to $25 to make that Louis Vuitton purse. Has the same benefit and feature that a $20 purse has. Some $20 purses might even be more durable, more spacious. Why would someone spend $4,000 on a Louis Vuitton purse versus $20 purse? The difference is the perception of value, the benefits that are marketed through that, the brand of that. People will spend more for an iPhone versus another phone. People will spend more for Coca-Cola versus the 25-cent cola that you can buy at Safeway, right? It's all the perception of the marketing, the brand, the benefit people associate to that. So that's what's going to determine how much you can charge for your products and for your services. So hopefully this video was able to benefit you. If it didn't, hit the like button below. Subscribe for more videos like this. Leave a comment below. And if you guys want to know more about how to build a business, how to sell online, then check out the free course that I have below that shares the 7 online business models that have helped me become an internet millionaire. All you got to do is just click the link, put in your name and email. You'll get free immediate access to the videos, the training that I have. And we've had thousands of people now go through it, loved it, amazing feedback. So definitely check it out if you want to build your own online business. Thank you for watching the video. I'll see you again in the next one.
Thanks for listening to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. Make sure to visit the blog at www.projectlifemastery.com for more videos, podcasts, and articles that can help you take your life to the next level.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.